This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, while the experts try to figure out whether that guy actually did take control of a plane by hacking into its in-flight entertainment system, there are some ground-based aviation realities that are going to be discussed in Washington tomorrow. The head of the Federal Aviation Administration is going to make an appearance before the Senate Commerce Committee, where one line of questioning is expected to be about modernizing and maybe even privatizing the air traffic control system. Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons has more on that.
Here's what everyone agrees on. It's time to start updating the technology used by American air traffic controllers. Sharon Pinkerton, Senior VP for Policy at Airlines for America, says replacing radar with GPS would increase efficiency.
It would enable us to put planes closer together and be more accurate in our prediction of weather and working around weather.
American skies are already some of the safest in the world, so why the sudden urgency? The FAA's budget has become a political football in Congress, and that's rattled air traffic controllers.
They want to see stable, predictable, long-range planning and funding to modernize the system.
Jim Burnley was transportation secretary under Ronald Reagan.
Their union has now made very clear in the last couple of months that it is willing to look at serious alternatives to the present structure of air traffic control.
But proposals are still vague. Some want to reform but keep the agency inside the government. Others want it privatized. Representative Peter DeFazio of Oregon, the ranking Democrat on the House Transportation Committee, says the Pentagon has told him it's wary of giving airspace control to a private group, but
generally, the bill's up. I mean, it's time to reauthorize the FAA. Do we want to do the same old thing, maybe try and patchwork it in place, or do we want to do something iterative and say, okay, we're going to make a major change to try and solve some of the long-term problems with this agency?
At the very least, he says, change is in the air. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.